Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 91. And say, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terrors by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, Let thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's come to God in prayer and claim that we have prayed. Yes, O God, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy, your salvation. Thank you for your work on the cross. Thank you for your blood that shed for us, we who are sinners, to take away our sins, to forgive us, and to give us eternal life. And we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to guide us and protect us and deliver us from all work of devil, the snares of the enemies, the traps, the evildoers, the wicked people who are trying hard to harm, the persecution, the abuse, the extortion that we are passing through, the oppression. We pray in the name of Jesus, you would deliver us, O God, and we will see with our eyes the punishment of the wicked. O God, vengeance is yours. The battle belongs to you, O God, and we trust you, O God, as we stand firm, that you will continue to protect us, to guide us, to shield us, to provide for us, to frustrate any attack of Satan against us and against your church and against your people, against your faithful one, who is standing firm to save you. We trust you, O God, that all things that is going on, you are under full control, O God. And you will work it out for the good to those who love you. You will work it out for our own good, O God, because we love you and we have decided to follow your ways and your commands and your will in our lives. We pray, O God. Encourage us, strengthen us, lift us up on high in the spirit to go on and continue to do what is needful, O Lord. Let's come to God, ask him forgiveness for our sins, whatever we have done, something unpleasant to him. As we confess, O God, our sin, hear our Lord, and forgive and restore and heal. Let us come now to God and ask Him grace and ask Him our needs, give Him our burden, the thing that you cannot manage. Also your needs, you ask Him. He's here with us, He's with you. God will give you what you need. Lord, we pray that we will give you our, we will ask you our needs, not our wants. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Give us every day our needs, O God, from your words, from material things, the favor, the grace. Answer the prayers of my brothers and my sisters. Answer the prayers of your church. Continue, Lord, to pray that you protect us from this pandemic and let your will be done. If you allow it, spare us harms, spare us troubles, O God, frustrate all the work of Satan and enemies against us and against your church. Heal the sick, provide jobs and incomes. Open doors, O Lord, the door you open, I pray that you will continue to watch over it. It will not be closed, O Lord. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Pray for blessing upon each and every family. Pray for each husband to be ahead and to care for the family, the wife and the children. Pray for the wives to be a suitable helper. Oh God, each and every husband, oh Lord, and I pray for children to be taught by the parents to fear you and to raise them up in the fear of God of yours. I pray for provision. I pray for unity, I pray for healing, I pray for testimonies out of each and every family, that every family will be light for people around them to see you through their lives. Pray now for, let's pray for your jobs, the place that we are working, the place that we have our own visas. Prosper these places, O God. Make them prosper so that we too will prosper, O God. We pray for a smooth processing of all documents and papers and visas and whatever needed in the government offices you will provide, O God. We pray that we'll be a light for others around us. We pray for our bosses and those who are above us. We pray for their salvation, O God. We pray that they will see you through our lives. Pray for diligence. We pray for wisdom of how to conduct our affairs in our workplaces, in the name of Jesus. Pray for each and every worker of the church, pastors, leaders, and elders, O God. We pray for them strength and courage and boldness to preach your word and the provision and facilities and whatever needed so that your word will be reaching the lost in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the places that we came from, that they will know Christ, that God might use us to send His word to them. that the Lord will make a favorable circumstances so that His word will reach them and they will come to know Christ. Hear our prayers, O God. We are praying for the place that we came from. Let them know it. Let them follow you, O God. Send your word. Here am I, Lord. Here we are, O God. Send us to them with your word. Thank you, God. We know, Lord, that we'll use all circumstances to bring your word, to bring your peace in their heart. You allow circumstances and trials to humble them, that they may know you, that they may know that there's a God who cared for them, a Father who loved them. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Take all darkness, the deception of Satan's, the darkness, the God of this world has blinded the eyes of the non-believers. Lord, open their eyes to believe in the gospel. So pray now for the nation of UAE and all the nations and the countries that the church has extended to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, and to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, and Malawi, and Sierra Leone, and also America. Let's pray for all these nations that will have favor from the government, that whatever rule will not block or hinder the grace of God from reaching us, that we will be a good example to the nations around us, to the non-believers. We pray for all these places, O God. Prosper them. We seek the prosperity of the cities and the nations that you had placed your church and congregation and families and members. We pray for them to prosper, so we too will prosper. We pray that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that they may know you, that they may know that we are your servant, O God. We pray that you answer our prayers for them. O Lord, we pray that you will preach the gospel to them. We pray also, Lord, for all these governments, O God. Don't allow them to elect any rule. We come against all extortion, corruption, abuse, taking advantage of the expat in whatever place, O God. We come against of the injustice in whatever government. We come against it. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit and provide for your church, O God. Along the years you had proof, O God, you will neither leave your church, neither leave your people who love you, who are faithful to you. Save us and provide for us. I pray for more opportunities for us to preach and evangelize. Use all what we have of talents, material things, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Use them, O God, in our life to preach your word, to bring the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O God, for more people to receive Christ in their life, more evangelism, more people to repent, more they will receive the water baptism. I pray for more of our workers and members who have not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost to receive the Holy Ghost baptism and to be refilled again. Refill us once again, O God, with the spiritual gifts that we need for your church to operate by the gift of the Holy Ghost. Pray for gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of evangelism, pastoring, gift of teaching, prophesying, gift of leadership, gift of giving. Lord, we pray that we'll operate in these gifts. Come and perfect us even today. Visit us, visit each and every family member, workers, O God, those who are here and our brethren in the other places, O God, the places that have been scattered and separated. Lord, we pray that you visit us, O God, and supply our needs, especially the gifts of the Holy Ghost that we in this spirit in need of it, O God. We pray. Let's pray for our worship today. Anoint this recording, O God. Anoint the songs, O Lord. Anoint the instruments. Anoint our voices. Anoint the message, the giving, all the item of our worship today. We pray, O God, that we will enter the most holy place in your presence, that we'll be healed and we'll be whole, we'll be whole. And we'll be helped, and we'll be encouraged, and we'll be motivated, O God, to go on and save you. We thank you, God, and we bless you, Jesus. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand in God's presence, because He lives. We can face tomorrow. We can face the enemies. We can face struggles and hardship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint our worship. Anoint our voices. Touch us, O God, even as we worship today, as we sing unto you, Lord. Come and consume our sacrifice with the holy fire, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yes, O God, thank you for the patience that you give us, the joy, the assurance of your promises. Thank you for the healing touch that we receive from you, because your spirit inhabits the praise of your people. Thank you, O God. Continue to pray, Lord. You comfort those who are faithful-hearted. You assure them, O God. You strengthen them for the days to come. Strengthen us and guide us for the coming battles and the mountains that we need to overcome and move, and challenges that we need to achieve. Thank you, God. We trust you, Lord, that you continue to be with us. You are our refuge, you are our support, you are our strength.
Afraid.
is not my own. I give it to you. How many of you today want to give your life to God? Lord, let your glory be shown. My life is not my own. I give it to you, O God.
Lord, let it be shown. My life is not my own. I give it to you. Lord, let it be shown. My life is not my own. I give it to you.
God, let your name be glorified, let your power grow inside each and everyone. Change us, Lord, refill us with the Holy Ghost, to go on and serve you, and serve your of your people, those who willingly gave their life today to you. Use them, Lord, those here and those in other places, and those who are listening. Let your name be glorified, that every one of you, as we seek you, will find you, will find out what you need from us. Make it clear today in your word. Speak to us. We thank you. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue worshiping God with our tithes and offering and by giving our first fruits to Him. These things belong to God, and the Lord wants us to give these things to Him. Material things, giving back to God, so that there will be food in my house, say the Lord, and touch me in this, if I will not open the windows of heaven. And bless and pour out so much blessing that you have no place to keep, and I will rebuke the devourers, and the vine in your vineyard will not cast their fruit, and all nations will know they are blessed, that you are blessed. Lord, let your will be fulfilled. Do it, O God, for your people. I pray for multiplication upon this amount of money. I know those who use it to be spent wisely, O God, and I pray also, Lord, for the devour to be rebuke, O God, and I pray also for whatever the locusts have taken away. We bring it back to your church and to your people who trust in you, Lord. I pray for those who have new jobs and incomes. Provide for them. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord is in Matthew chapter 5. And in verse 15, he say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Candle to be put on the candlestick. The candlestick in the book of Revelation is the churches. In a revelation of God the Father through Jesus Christ to Apostle John, God gave messages to seven churches that were there at the time of Apostle John while he was in the island of Patmos, and he was in exile because of persecution. God gave him vision and he conveyed the vision to the seven churches. We read that in the book of Revelation. And when the Lord said, let your light shine before men, God wants us as a church to shine. God sent his messages to these seven churches. And we're going to study them one by one. So we will know. He sent this message to them so they will know what are the things, the good points in their life. Yes, there's good points in our lives. And there are weak points, and there are things need to be corrected. There are things need to be changed. And there's instruction for each and every church how to do these things. The first church is the church at Ephesus. And we will read now Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patient, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To whom that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Lord, thank you. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. And with my lips, O Lord, put words and verses and statement, and take full control, O God, of the message, and direct it, O Lord, in the way that you want it to flow. O God, we pray, anoint this recording and protect it, and let the message reach your people. Let it be an encouraging message, let it be teaching, let it be a reminder, O God. We pray that you will repent, that as we had given our life to you, O God, you would teach us your ways and teach us to abide in your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. In verse 1, this is the first letter that sent to the church at Ephesus, and that was the first church that was planted in Asia Minor, and that's Turkey today. Apostle Paul is the one who had planted this church. And he said, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, and who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. The stars Here are the leaders of the church. Chapter 1, he called them the angels of the church. Those ministers, bishops, those overseers, or elders of the church. And we know from the scriptures that Timothy was the leader of that church after Paul left for a certain period of time. And we can read that in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, chapter 1, and verses 3 and 4. First Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, Paul told him, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which ministers questions rather than godly defying, which is in faith." So do here we can see that Timothy was charged that he should silence certain teachers who are not teaching the doctrines that God wants the people to know about God. So there was a big challenge around that church. And what you say here in Book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 1, you say, "These things say he that holdeth the seven stars." God was holding the ministers of that church, and God today is holding those who lead the church. They are in his hand. We are in his hand. He will do what he like in our lives. He will remove and he will keep, or he will replace, as well as he will protect those who serve. He protected Paul. Paul stayed in that city 2 years, as the scriptures inform us. And he protected also Timothy after him, and he protected also the elders who are faithful in that church. And he protected even here Apostle John. He was in the Patmos Island, and he protected his life. He was persecuted, but he kept and preserved his life in spite of all those who were opposed him. And John also, that had spent certain time at Ephesus as well. And Ephesus was near Patmos on the sea, and that was the first letter of Jesus to that church. And not only the church in Ephesus, the Lord was walking. It says that who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He's not only walking in that church, but the rest of the churches, he's walking and he's in full control. God walking and he's observing. He's holding things in his hands. And he wants us also to be aware of the things good and the things bad, and he wants to change us. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 17, Acts chapter 20 and verse 17. That's after Paul left Ephesus. And he called for the elders. So there was not only one leader there. There were elders in the church. 20 verse 17. "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church." So not only one leader, but there were elders. The time that Apostle John sent a letter to Ephesus. We don't know exactly who is the leader. But the most important is we want to know what God has spoken to the church and what God will speak to us today through the scriptures. Speaking about stars, stars give light, and we are the light also. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12, God called you to be not a light, but also a star for others. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. The angel of the Lord spoke to Daniel. And they that, he told me, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So those who turn people towards righteousness, not only evangelize, but make disciples and teach them to live a righteous life, they are the stars. And that's what he's saying, Book of Revelation, Jesus' word. When he say, these things say he that holds the seven stars in his hand. So now I understand, and you need to understand that the Lord is holding us in his hand to protect us, to provide for us, in order that we will be stars, so that others will help them to turn into the righteousness of God, to be an influence on others, to live a righteous life, and to teach others the same way. Paul worked hard and labored to plant this church. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, I know thy works and thy labors and thy patience. So there is work, labor, and patience. And in verse 3, he says, and has borne and has patience again, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. The work of Apostle Paul in that city was not a picnic, but it's a hard work, and that's the ministry. And that's why God wants us to have his love, so that we can labor. We'll be patient. We need to be, not to faint. We need to do works. We need not only works. We need to complete the work. We need to do it in a perfect way. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, when he met the elders, he spoke to them how he did the work. And that is the way that God wants us to do his work and ministry. Acts chapter 20, verse 18 to verse 21. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came into Asia, and after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here, he told them that how he served God with the humility of mind. Humility of mind means that he did not come to them with his own plans, but he came to them with the plans of God, with the purpose of God, with the word of God, with what God wants him to do and what he wants him to tell to others. He was in prayers, in fasting, with tears. He was facing troubles and temptations. And from people who seek his harm, those who oppose the message, among the Jews and among also the Gentiles, as the scripture taught us, the struggle that Paul passed, and we must understand that serving God is struggles, temptations and trials and wiles of the people. Befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. They were waiting for him. They are trying to find fault on him. They are waiting for him to fall down. So all these things is around us, but God wants us to continue to love his work, to love the people, to forgive those who hurt us, those our enemy, and to love his work, to continue to do the work that he wants us to do. Paul said that he was preaching from house to house, and he was preaching in public. He was visiting the houses, and he was teaching them, and that's how to do the complete work. And we need to declare the whole will of God and teaching them to repentance, teaching them that they need to repent and come back and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how the church was planted. We'll go to now to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, and we will read verse 18 to verse 21. How the Lord, the Holy Spirit, led Apostle Paul to that city. He visited it, he traveled to it, and he left it short period, and he said, if God's will, I will come back to you. Acts 18, verse 18 to 21. You see here the hard work of the minister, of the church to be planted. And hard work will only come out if a person has love. And that's what God wants us. To go back to our first love, to be willing to suffer and struggle for the sake of God's work. And Paul, after this, started there yet a good while, and then take his leave of the brethren and sail thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow, and he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not. He did not agree to stay with them. And he told them, but bade them farewell, said to them, bye-bye, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you, if God will. And he said from Ephesus. He told them, I'll come back to you, if it is God's will. Chapter 19. So trouble, labor, perseverance, with the opposition, with people against him, with false teachers. And it came to pass, verse 1, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they say unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, distributing daily in the school of one Theranos, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia hear the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now here we can see the details how the church was planted. Paul traveled. He met the 12 disciples, and in the first meeting he gave them, he spoke to them. The message was about Holy Spirit baptism, and they say, we did not hear the message. We did not hear like that before. We need to discern where are the people in their level and give them the message that they need in their life and do the needful toward them. He asked them which baptism you receive. They told them John baptism. And John baptism is baptism of repentance only. And he told them you need to baptize into Christ in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. So he baptized them in water. We need to do complete work. And then he lay hand on them because they need to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And they spoke in tongues and started prophesying, declaring the will of God and the mighty work of God. And after that, he continued to teach them. As we have read in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, and how thou canst bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. So here, when he started teaching the synagogue, Apostle Paul, there are people who start to oppose him, who start to reject the message and try to persecute him. And what he did, because they were hardened and believed not, he took the disciples and he separated himself in other place, and he continued to teach them. So we should expect that people will oppose. People will do evil against us. But that should not stop us from teaching, from visiting people, from house to house, Bible studies, counseling, giving the message that the people need. And we should continue to pray and fast with tears, facing the troubles that those who oppose may have afflicted us with, whether from inside the body of Christ or from outside. And the fruit of perseverance is that 2 years he stayed there, and through these 2 years, the whole area of Asia, of Turkey, had been hear the message, and through the church of Ephesus, because Paul labored, hard work, and persevered, and he did not faint. He continued. Other churches also were planted. And in Acts 19, while there is a progress, the enemy also will try to fight back. In verse 11, but we need to continue to have love and persevere. And verse 11, Acts 19, verse 11, and God wrought miracles by the hands of Paul. As we move to serve God, God will do miracles. Healing, opening doors, and solving the problems. But as we move by the Holy Spirit, as we obey the Holy Spirit will do the miracles for us. In verse 12, so that from his body were abroad unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will help us, will do miracles to support us, to defend us. But we need to go on and persevere. Now, verse 13, they are, when they evangelize, there are false teachers in that city. And that is everywhere. When we do the work, there are people who are false teachers who will oppose the truth. And we need to, certain time we will be in conflict, but God will help us to overcome. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greek also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. As Paul continued to preach and speak, God was fighting for them. And that's what is what we need to do. We need to continue. Even whatever door open for us, we need to reach the people, help them, give them the word of God. Do what is needful, and God will do miracles. He will fight the battles for us as we obey him and do our part. And the word of God will be spread, and people will come to repentance. And in verse 18, and many that believe came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grow the word of God and prevailed. God's word will be growing and will be prevailing as we continue to do the work. Those witchcraft repented. They brought their books and they burned them. The fruit of our service and ministry will bring people who repent from their own wrong ways of life and come back to the Lord. Now, what we learn till now, it will not be easy. It is sacrifices. It is risky. We will face evil people. We will face evil doers. We will face people who will oppose us, who might trouble us. Paul was troubled. Paul was having hard time at Ephesus because there are opposition. But we can overcome opposition, not by our flesh, by increase our love to God and keeping the love that God had given us. We will read what was the opinion of Paul of what he was passing through in the book of in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And let's read verse 8 and 9. How many of you want ministry without struggles? How many of you want ministry without people fighting back? I did not find it in the Bible. How many of you want smooth ministry? That no one should be upset. Sorry, I did not find it in the scripture. How many of you want ministry without sacrifices and suffering and troubles? I did not find it. Ministry is not entertainment, or it is not a rest house. That's what we are reading, bringing people from death to life. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8 and 9, what he say, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Here he recognized, Apostle Paul, he recognized that there are a lot, he recognized where there is a door. Why he want to stay at Ephesus? Because he say, there's an open door, had opened to me, and that door is evangelism. But with the door, there are many adversaries, there are many who oppose, there are many who are against. So I need to understand, I need to accept. When there are many who oppose it, I mean I am at the right place. And there is a great door is open for me to preach the word that people is against. What else Paul spoke about Ephesus? In chapter 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And let's read chapter 15. And let's read verse 32. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 32. He taught to the Corinthians, if after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantages it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But he told them here, the first part, what he faced at Ephesus. What he did, Apostle Paul, at Ephesus? He said, I have fought with beasts. Beasts. Now what do you understand of this? That's what he wrote in his hand. That is what the scripture informs us. Luke, who was with Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, he did not write that he fought with beasts. What is the fighting of beasts is all about? Some they say it is just figurative, but also opinion it is true what happened. The Romans, when they will punish the criminals, that who want to execute them, they will let them go naked in a place and they will let them fight a beast. Lions, tigers, dogs, so they will eat them. And to fight the beast also, sometimes they keep them with their claws and give them chance to live. They will fight the beast hand to hand. And that's what Paul had passed through in opposition to the gospel. With all these things that had happened to him, still he continued. You know, when he said to that church, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4, Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He told them, you have left your first love. What you were doing in the past, what I was doing in the past, God is saying today, I need to go back and do it again. To continue. That is how to keep the first love that I show to God. God wants us to revive again. What we have read today, it shows the opposition that Apostle Paul and God's willing will respond later on next week with the scripture to continue read what they were passing through, what that church had passed through, and even at the time of Timothy, when he was left in that church, as we have read in the letter, that he was left by Paul there so that he will stop certain teachers from teaching wrong doctrine, that thou mayest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. So it is a very tough and very struggle that was going on. But that church had continued in love. The reason that the church, that letter was sent to that church, is to encourage the church. God today is to encourage us, to guide us, and also to remind us that we need to continue to do that. That's all standing in the presence. There are people who need God. There are people who need the light of the Word of God. We are the one. Say to the Lord, I am willing, Lord. I am the one, O God, whom I come to know your word, and you call me today to go on and to give your word to the people who need you, who need your word, who need your command. Commit your life to God. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, I pray for myself. Light a fire again in my life, O God. As I had given my life to you, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to light the fire in my life, that I will bring your light. Even I pray for the church that you will bring your light as a candlestick to the whole world. Not be fainted. Continue to have the labor and do the work faithfully, patiently, persevering. And even I pray for whatever trials that we are passing through, hardship, troubles of the enemy, that shall not discourage us, but encourage us to go on and save you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. my life once again to you. We give our life once again to you, O God. Use us, use your church to spread your word, to bring the light to the end of the earth. Take the message and spread it, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Give us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.